tell me about some of the evidence, Trevor, that you started to look at to get you to come up with your own theory.
Well, again, as I said to you earlier, I believed that the killer didn't live in and around the Whitechapel area. I looked at the maps, as I said earlier, it led me to believe that perhaps our killer was coming in and out of Whitechapel purely to commit these murders, because a lot of the murders were not committed in the heart of Whitechapel. They were committed on the edge of Whitechapel. And then having found that there were other murders prior to these five in Whitechapel, and other murders after these five also in Whitechapel, in addition to looking at the murders in other parts of the world which were of a similar nature, one has to ask the question, well, could our killer have been a traveller? Could he have been backwards and forwards to London? And the answer obviously would have been yes. I mean, it would be something that the police should have looked at. Certainly, after the double event killing on September the 30th, they should have looked at the pattern behind these murders and the dates, and been able to see that there was a pattern emerging, and where did that pattern lead? And obviously it led towards a traveller, which is a serious line of inquiry that was neglected. And then when you start to look at travellers, you come up with the fact that within a half a mile walking distance of Whitechapel, there were two docks situated. Now, in and around the East End of London anyway, there were lots of docks, but there were two that were within easy walking distance. And obviously, as yourself knows, and the public, that where there are docks and sailors and merchant seamen, there are prostitutes and seamen, merchant seamen, avail themselves of prostitutes when they come ashore.
Well, that's very possible that this individual, too, could have been married, right?
That's quite a possibility. But then again, obviously, you know, we have to look at all aspects. But certainly, my line of inquiry then proceeded along the lines of the fact that it was possibly a traveller. And could that traveller have been a merchant seaman?
Aside from not looking beyond the Whitechapel area, did police at that time make any fatal flaws in this case?
Well, yes, most certainly they did. But whether those fatal flaws were deliberate or intentional, or whether they were just due to their naivety in conducting an inquiry of such magnitude.
I wonder what the percentages of successful cases were during this period. My example is, you know, if there were 20 murders, did they solve 18 of them, or were their percentages just really poor?
Well, I think they probably had a sort of 50-60% detection rate, but a lot of them, as I said earlier, were domestic murders, or murders involving fights in bars and in alleys and pubs where there were significant witnesses or the people subsequently made confessions.
If you were living during this time period, Trevor, as a police officer, what would you be doing in that case? How would you handle it? With the technology they had, not new stuff.
Well, basically, there is a set procedure that obviously we adopt nowadays for dealing with murders. We have such things now as murder incident rooms that are formed straight away. A murder is uncovered. There are specialist teams that work within that murder incident room that have specific tasks. And as you quite rightly said earlier, there are things such as CCTV camera footage nowadays, which is open to the police. So many things that are available nowadays, which unfortunately were not available then, and probably hindered the inquiry.
I mean, would you have been on stakeouts? What would you have done?
Well, yes, I mean, the police did do that. The police did have, as I said earlier, the police had undercover officers in and around the Whitechapel area. They had police officers disguised as women, all hoping to, you know, to sort of catch Jack the Ripper when he was sort of trawling the streets looking for women.
Was there ever any cases, Trevor, or stories that he was chased, that they almost caught him, he got away, anything like that?
Well, not specifically. Some of the murders suggest that if you believe all that is read, and again, it's not conclusive evidence, that certainly some of the murders occurred moments before police officers arrived, because of the victim, in one case, Polly Nichols, who was killed on the 31st of August. The people who found her body believe that she was still clinging to life. So that suggests that the killer perhaps heard them coming and made good his escape. So, you know, he was obviously either very good, very cool, very calculated, or he led a very charmed life.
Always apparently on foot as well, or was there a buggy?
Okay. Always on foot. No, there was no suggestion that a buggy or a hansom cab or anything was seen or heard. And bearing in mind, most of these streets and pathways were cobbled streets in that day and age. So, of course, people would have been heard walking down a street some distance away. So it would have been quite easy, perhaps, for the killer to hear somebody coming in the distance and obviously make good his escape.